This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Very exciting story today. We will be chatting about fashion and fashion week and catwalks and someone very special to our station, our lovely host of the Happy Hour, Claire Sisk, has recently done something amazing. Claire, you had a bit of a stroll down a catwalk recently.
I know, I still cannot believe that these words leave my mouth. I walked the catwalk in London Fashion Week.
And you looked fabulous.
Oh, thank you. Such a surreal moment.
You were so focused. I've seen the pictures. You were dead focused. You know, when models walk down the catwalk, they're always so serious, but they're very, like, they're everything's so, like, what's the
moody
word?
Moody.
Yeah, like a vibe, you know? You want to look like a moody model, like a fashion model. You definitely, you gave that vibe. And the outfit was beautiful.
Oh, the outfit was stunning. I worked with Oxfam and Vinted on this because it's about sustainable fashion. And they were incredible. So they got me in before everybody else so that I could keep walking the catwalk to get to sort of build that memory map in my head. And I knew once they let go of me at the edge of the seats, I took four steps and I was in the centre. But to stay on centre, because I can't walk in a straight line, there were these massive bright lights in front of me. And that was what I was staring at, was just keeping my eye on these lights so that I would walk central. So that's why I look moody, because I was trying to concentrate on the light.
I mean, it works. Could you describe the outfit, because the outfit was beautiful.
I was so lucky. So we went for a fitting a few days before, and Bay, the stylist, when I walked in there, she was just like, I just see you in green. I can just see you in green. And I was like, green's not really a colour I ever wear. I'm colourblind, so green is one of those colours I normally avoid because I never know if it's green or brown. And she got this sort of green shirt dress that was kind of a bit thicker than shirt material. It was more woven. And I tried that on and it was quite long. It was sort of like mid-calf length, I would say. And so the seamstress pinned it up so it was then above my knees, because I either wear short skirts or long, not in between, because I'm too short for it. And then she got this beautiful sort of tweed green tartan coat to go with it, and it was really thick and heavy, but I'm always cold, so I was like, oh, that will keep me warm walking down the catwalk. And then I tried on these brown clogs that went with it, and I couldn't walk in them. I was all over the place. I'd never walked in clogs before. And then she saw these red boots and she was like, oh, try it on with the red boots. And they were brand new. So everything that we were all wearing was secondhand clothing. But these boots, they had been donated to Oxfam. They were brand new, never been worn. And when I put them on, I felt like Cinderella. I was like, the shoe fits. And I had to do a little walk back and forth. And they were like, yeah, this is it. This is it. And she said, you are the quickest style we've done. She said, that was so easy. She just had this vision and it just came to life straight away. So yeah, that's what I ended up wearing. And I had my hair done in like a 60s beehive do, because the outfit was quite 60s inspired. And I had very simple makeup. I had just a stained red lip, but with a thick black winged eyeliner, which again is not something I do. So a lot of people have said when they've seen the pictures of me, it doesn't look like me, because that's just not the kind of look that I normally have. But such an incredible moment. And, you know, not just it's cool to walk in Fashion Week and it's about sustainability, but the fact that it was an inclusive runway. You know, you had all shapes and sizes, you had different disabilities. And I think that to me was, you know, a really important message, was the representation. Because I think when we talk about catwalks and models, we all have this stereotype in our head, and we're going to break that mold now, which is just great.
And the thing is as well, you walked that catwalk with Rick the Stick in your hand.
I did. And initially they had said, would you like to link arms with somebody? They had two Love Island people walking it who are just so passionate about sustainable fashion, and they're like, you can walk with one of them. And I was like, oh, nice young man, maybe. But then I was like, well, Rick is who I am, and you know, I think actually, I would rather walk with Rick. And I'm glad I did, because the amount of messages that I've had from people saying how powerful that image, seeing somebody like them on a catwalk. And it's so true. And I say this, you know, dream big, because actually nothing's impossible. I mean, apart from flying a plane and brain surgery when you can't see. But realistically, your realistic goals, they're not impossible just because you can't see. You've just got to have the belief in yourself, which then makes the confidence come, and obviously be lucky to get the opportunity. But nothing's impossible.
I mean, saying that, there is a blind pilot, a famous blind pilot, that actually flew from UK to Australia.
That's incredible. I would not trust myself, because I can't navigate my own home each day without bumping into the wall. But good for him. I mean, there's a lot of things that I feel people without sight would say, well, no, I actually would be able to do that. I'm just someone who wouldn't be able to do that.
don't write it off, Claire. I could totally see you. You could link up with, I believe it was Sir Miles Hilton Barber that did it. So he's big into his adventures. So you could totally do that.
I mean, lots of social media blind creators have done flying lessons. So it's not impossible just for me. I'd say I personally would not do that. But yeah, dream big. That's what I say.
Well, on that note, Claire, thank you so much for speaking to RNIB Connect Radio.
It's been lovely. Thank you.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.